Happy New Year to all of our podcast listeners and friends. We are excited about this year, and we hope that you join with us in our excitement by faith this year in 2009. I wanted to say, it is such a blessing just to be able to broadcast these podcasts and to provide you timely inspiration in the Word of God, and also updates regarding the Storehouse Church, the ministry, and the outreach that we do. The Storehouse is a church in the making, and we are really blessed to witness growth and development within this church. So please continue to listen in, and we will keep you encouraged and informed. So let me just take a brief moment to encourage you, and I wanted to remind you that you are a blessing, you are a champion, and you are a winner in 2009. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." You see, God has determined a path of victory before you this year. And with His help and with His strength, you can run the race that He set before you. You will endure and you will be victorious in 2009. And I say this by faith. You have the victory over every obstacle and every challenge, because according to what it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. So with that, God bless you, and enjoy the message segment we have prepared for you on this podcast.
The following message segment is live from the Storehouse and was presented by our pastor, John Salgado. His message is inspired by the Lord and presented to encourage and uplift the church. We hope that you enjoy and receive from today's word.
2009 is a year where you're going to win. As long as you run this race that God has called you to run, and run it in a way, God wants us to run it in such a way that we win. He's not called us to run in a way that we would just maybe win, or somehow get to the end, or faint along the way. He's called you to win. 2009. Somebody say 2009.
Now.
I'm a winner. That means that by faith, if you believe in the Word of God, which I know I do, see, the Lord has put it on our heart that there's a race that is set before all of us that we have to run. Do you know that there's a race that God has set before you to run? It's so wonderful that the Word of God uses the metaphor of running a race. But God's plan that He's set before you is a race. And you're going to have to run it, as we're all going to have to run. We're going to run together in the things of God. God's called you to run and be a champion, to run swiftly, to have it in your mind, as we said here today, that you're going to run to win this race. It's the race of life. And how many know that the race of life, it's filled with obstacles, challenges, but most importantly, the race of life is filled for you with victories. Somebody say victory.
Victory.
I want you to believe that right now, knowing that in 2009, there's going to be challenges and obstacles, that you get it in your mind right now that you already have the victory. That you leave this church today saying, no matter what obstacle comes before me, I have the victory. No matter what struggle there may be in this race called life, no matter what challenge there is, I have the victory. You need to believe it. You need to have faith. You need to believe it today. Today. I said today. I said today. Believe it today. As I look over, I see some of our young people may be challenged today with knowing that they have courses to take in school. You have to have it already set in your mind that you're going to get an A. You have to already have it set in your mind that you're not going to miss a class, that you're going to be the top of the class, that you're going to be on the dean's list, that you're going to run this race to win, because there's a Savior that is inside of you that is a champion. And because Jesus is in you, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Therefore, the race that is set before you, you're going to win today, now, by faith. And you're going to watch how God is going to give you the victory, how the Jesus in you is going to help you to see the victory. Is it going to be easy? No. It might not be easy, but guess what? You already have the victory. When we have that mindset going into the race, we are going to be victorious. And when we cross the finish line in 2009, going into 2010, we're going to say, I knew it all along that I was a winner. I knew that I was going to be well all along. I knew that I was going to make it. I knew that we were going to have food on the table. I knew that I was going to get a promotion. I knew that I was going to make it all the way this year. Even though the whole world around me might be crumbling, I made it this year because I set my mind in 2009, on January the 4th, 2009, that I had the victory, that God has set a pace before me, that God has set a race before me, and I'm going to run that race, and I ran it to win from the get-go. See, nobody gets on that racetrack right there to think they're going to lose. Nobody gets involved in a race to think, oh, it might work. Nobody gets involved with the things of God and say, well, we'll see. No, you get in and you believe by faith, and guess what? It's going to happen. Amen. Look at this quote I picked up. This quote here is by a man named Percy Cerruti, and he was a famous Australian running coach. He was known for being a little bit dynamic because he had such victory in his heart that you couldn't tell him anything otherwise. He had so much victory inside of him, he would do such out of the ordinary things. So he says this quote. He says, run hard, be strong, think big. I love that. This year, we're going to run hard because we already know that we have the victory. See, we get on this path, we walk out this door, and we say, I win. I've already won because I got a winner inside of me, Jesus Christ. I'm going to run hard. I'm going to be strong in the Lord. Be strong, he would say. And then he would tell his champions, think big. Don't think little. See, the devil puts that little mindset inside of you, that grasshopper mentality. You can't do it. It's not going to happen. Look at what's going on. Everything's shrinking in your life. Everything's going away. Everything's getting bad. Well, see, winners, they think big. They don't listen to the voice of the enemy. They listen to the voice of the living God. Our God thinks big. Jesus Christ died for the souls and the lives of the whole world. To me, that's big. To me, that's awesome. To me, that's extraordinary. Champions, winners, everyone here today in this church, I encourage you, run hard. Run this race. Run it hard, because you're going to win. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong. Don't let the enemy tell you you're weak. Don't let the enemy tell you you're defeated. Cut that voice off. Dismiss it. Stay away from it. Don't listen to what he has to say. And think big. Think big. I'm going to have enough. My God shall supply all my needs according to his. That's thinking big. I want to give you some keys here to running the race. Know the goal. We have to know the goal in order to run the race. We have to train. There's training that's involved in running this race. And then we need to get that in our mind that we are running. And then you got to run to win. Amen? Our goal is to be with God the Father in heaven. That's your goal. That one day you're going to be in heaven with the Lord. God has promised you eternal life. And we are headed toward heaven someday. That's our goal. The goal is to stand before God one day and for him to say, well done, good and faithful servant. Enter in into my glory. And he says, you did it. That's what we want to hear the Father say to us. Our objective. See, if we have a goal, we have to have an objective. Well, knowing that our goal is to be with God the Father, then our objective has to be this. We need to run the race to win and avoid anything that will keep us from getting there. Avoid, I said, anything. Anger, frustration, sin, backbiting, no love for our brothers. We need to get it right. We need to get ourselves back together. Anything that is not of God, we just got to say no more. We got to do what God's called us to do. We got to know what our goal is, and we got to have an objective just to avoid anything that will keep us from getting to the Father. Well, in 2009, we have our mindset on the fact that we're going to win. So how are we going to run this race? There's a way to run the race. In fact, there's only one way that we can run the race. Let's turn to John chapter 14, verse 6. Is there a way to run this race? Is there a certain way? Yes, there is. Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We're going to run the way Jesus would want us to run. And the way we do it, and if we apply what Jesus teaches us, If we apply what he shows us, guess what you're going to attain? Life along the way. In other words, victory over the obstacles. Victory over the challenges. Because his way is life. His way is truth. Pro runners practice often to win. Practice your faith. Don't just not only have a goal. Don't just not only read the word, but practice the word of God. Apply the word of God. Extend your faith. Amen? And look at what pro runners also know when to rest. So we don't rest. We don't take the time to just sit back and let everything just relax for just a moment. You're not going to have enough energy to run the race. This year, I pray in 2009, in order for you to finish off strong, to run victoriously, that you stop, rest, have a Sabbath, sit down, don't do anything, don't plan anything on a day, sit with your families, enjoy yourselves, be busy 6 other days out of the week, but on the 7th day, get a rest. Run the race, train to win. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Praise the Lord. Paul writes in the Bible about running. We're going to see in these verses how he uses these scriptures. Look at what it says. Verse 24. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? There are several people that run a race. They all are running, but one receives the prize. You know, that's interesting. There's a certain one that will win. A certain one that trained properly. The certain one that wanted to win. So you got to leave here today wanting to win. Or else at the end of this year, you're going to end up just maybe barely passing the finish. I want you all to make it. I want you all to win. I want you to get there all the way with full strength. Run to win. It says, but one receives the prize. Then he says, run in such a way that you may obtain it. Obtain this year. Obtain all that God has for you this year. I want us to be able to say that on January 31st, 2009, each one of us can say, Pastor, I ran the race and I won. Have faith and put your faith into action. See, it's something dynamic when we have faith. You come up to prayer, have faith that you're going to receive. Don't just come up and say a prayer and this, oh, we'll see. No, have faith and believe that you've received. And you're going to watch how God is going to change your life. How God will heal you. How Jesus will touch you. But you got to have faith. And you got to believe. Believe it, receive it, and walk in it. You're going to win. Pray and meditate. Don't just pray, but stop to listen to the voice of God. Sit still before him and say, Lord, speak to me. Listen to his voice. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. We're going to win the Jesus way. I know you can do it. You might say, I've never done that before. This is the year you're going to have to do it. Fill your life with praise. Get the praise music on. Get something. Download it into your iPod. I don't know. Did anybody got iTunes gift cards? Got iPods this year? Get praise in your lifestyle at all times. Fill your life with praise and worship the Lord daily. Worship him in everything you do. Worship the Lord. Lift your hands. Let that praise be continually on your lips. Let's set the following spiritual goal for 2009. Amen. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12 because this is such a key here. Once you get this, if you really listen to what I'm about to share from you from the Word of God, then this is going to be such a major key for you to run this race, amen, to win. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 says, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. If you don't understand what the writer of Hebrews is talking about here, you got to read Hebrews 11, the faith chapter, the hall of faith, the great heroes of faith. You got to read that and you got to let it sink into your spirit. Meditate on that chapter so you can hear this. In other words, so when the writer says, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, others that have run the race with faith and have won, have been champions. Why? By their faith. That means that I can embrace this race and win it by faith just like those. So I'm surrounded by such a cloud of witnesses. You're surrounded by champions. That's what he's saying. Such great men and women of faith that have done such great things for the Lord, for him, that you too can do the same if you just have the faith to win the race. If you just have the determination today, what it takes to say, I am that champion. I'm going to run the Jesus way and I'm going to win. There's no doubt about it. There's no way I can lose. Future champions in 2009 for the things of God, run in the race. Let us lay aside every weight. That's it right there. Everything from 2008 that was your weight, let it go. He says, lay aside every weight. You want to see great things take place in this race in 2009? Let go of every weight. Lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares you. Remember I said we got to have an objective. We got to avoid everything that keeps us away from the goal. Everything. And it says, and let us run. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Light, free in the things of God. Running the Jesus way. That's what it's all about. I want to see us running in 2009 together with a good attitude forward in the things of God, victorious. God has set a race before you. You're going to have to run it with that endurance. It says, looking unto Jesus, we're going to run the Jesus way, the author and the finisher of our faith.
We want to thank you for listening and hope that you subscribe to this podcast and continue to listen in to what is going on here at the Storehouse. If you want to email any suggestions or comments, you can email at info@storehouseone.org. That's info@storehouseone.org. And don't forget to visit the website at www.storehouseone.org. For those of you that are in the area, we are located at 9815 Carmenita Road, Suite I in the city of Whittier, California, 90605. Our phone number here is 562-696-3330. Our services are Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. We hope to see you at the Storehouse or hear from you by email. Until next time, go forward fulfilling God's purpose with passion.